Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The Theater of Tomorrow! Flash! Ad-free, early access, and much more! Flash! Tune your telelectroscope to midnightdisease.net/join for premium access to The Theater of Tomorrow and other fine shows like The Hotel, Out of Place, and Margaret's Garden. Membership includes novelties like postcards, pins, Googaw, Gimcrackery, and myriad other folderol. And now, on to the show!
From the first murder committed in firelit caves to the electronically transmitted distress calls of deep space, we leave the 20th century filled with regrets. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. And when humanity gasps its last, all that will remain, if anything, will be the Theater of Terror.
Carpet for my apartment. It's all right. I don't live in an apartment, a house, or something of the matter. Don't know why I'm... Stop! Stop here! Stopping! Hey! Oh! Oh! What in blazes are y'all doing here? Halloween isn't for another... It's later! Isn't my good-for-nothing nephew supposed to be doing a Halloween show? Hang on, I don't know why everyone's in my house. I'm calling. Let's make a phone call. Hold on. It's ringing.
Hello.
Gravely, a soggy old banana peel. Why is it I have a full audience in my home trying to pry Halloween stories out of me like razors from an apple? Why aren't
Gumpa.
You the... Eh? Eh?
Gumpa Graveyard. It's Nosferella, Gumpa. I'm house-sitting for Gravely while his place is being fumigated. I just love the way pesticide smells.
Nosferella! Oh! Dear! Oh! Hello, dear! Oh, hello. What's a good-for-nothing nephew of mine? Tell him to come get his audience.
He's not here, Gumpa. He's spending this Halloween buried upside down in a tree with black bark.
Woof. Kids today.
I can come help you with your scary stories, though.
Why, that... Isn't that... That's a wonderful... it's a good... I haven't seen you since you moved to that old cavern.
Saturn, Gumpa. I moved to Saturn.
How long till you can get here?
Might be a couple of weeks if I'm coming all the way to you. I better stop and pick up Necrodudicon.
Who?
Necrodudicon, Gumpa. Your grandson.
I don't know him.
Yeah, you do. Think you can entertain everyone till we get there?
No. Okay, now I suppose you want to hear a scary story, huh? I don't do that, though. That's my no-good nephew's job. I sing. That's my... what I do. Here's a Gumpa Graveyard original. Since my granddaughter is coming down from Saturn, I bet there's some things you never knew about that old... the old, that ringed... about Saturn. It's made of dust in a ball. It's the biggest dust ball of all, with rings around its center. It rings all around the mentor of the smaller planets around it. It likes to teach them and they teach it too. But who's going to go live on Saturn? Nobody, because it is inhospitable. Yeah, you didn't like that one. Oh, I hope Nosferella makes it okay. I know she's tough, but there's a lot of unseemly characters up in space.
Hey, Nosferella, hang on!
No, hurry up!
Chaw! Chaw! Chaw, chaw, chaw!
Hey, big sister!
Hey, little brother. Where are your bags?
What bags? Yeah, I don't need bags. Bags for what?
MacroDudicon, we're gonna be doing this for a few weeks. You don't need a change of clothes, at least?
Nah, just need my Catalina, my board, and my boots.
I told you on the phone, we're not going surfing. We're going to help Gumpa Graveyard host a Halloween special.
New school. Let's pop up, big sister.
You're the boss. Let me see, did I bring everything I need? Got some burning night sulfur to refuel my car. Got some burning night sulfur in case I get thirsty. Xenomorph urine in case some guy tries to sass me. 5 black suits, comfy shoes, some dome wax to keep my head shiny, makeup, snakes. Damn, I packed a lot of snakes. I always do this. Friggin' snakes.
Oh, yeah. You and your snakes. Look, yeah, I know we just hit the rickety, but considering how close to kissing the horizon the sun is, maybe we should shoulder the car and catch a nap before we trek on, fully refreshed.
There's no sunsets in space, dude.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
We're not sleeping in the car, Necroduticon.
So, where are we gonna crash?
A hotel.
A hotel?
Love hotels. They're always haunted.
I don't know where the hotel is today, but wherever it is, we're all alone. Outside the floor-to-ceiling windows, I can see dust and rocks. But no sky. Just black night and stars. A green something flies down from space and parks in front of the lobby. This must be the guest, I think. I've never seen a flying car before. I can see 2 of them. We almost never have more than 1 guest at a time. He comes in first, wearing nothing but a 1-piece bathing suit and boots. not much going on behind the eyes. She comes in and smiles at me. A big, crazy smile under big, crazy eyes. She's bald and wearing a black suit, but she doesn't have any luggage. Something about her is unsettling. Something about her tells me she will be a difficult guest. We've had difficult guests before, and we have special rooms.
Hey, buddy, is it cool if I leave my snakes in the car? It's just there's a lot of them, and I don't want to bring them in. You know how it is when you travel.
I don't ever leave the hotel.
Oh.
Crosh! Well, way to buck the nomad trend, my man. You live in a hotel? Icon.
Okay, well, when people travel, they usually bring way more snakes than they ever need. Can I get a room, though? There's no one here, right? I just need one for tonight.
I nod and gesture for them to follow me. We take the elevator to the top floor, the penthouse. I don't know why we're using the penthouse for these guests, but I know this is where they're supposed to be. I walk inside with them, even though they don't have any bags. She thanks me, tries to tip me. I hold out my hand, stopping her, but she just slaps it.
High five! You're doing great, buddy. Catch you later.
She plops down on one of the large, pillowy couches. I just turn to leave. I don't know what to think of her. She seems familiar, but I can't put my finger on why.
Yeah, hey, we don't really sleep, brah, so if you get bored or whatever, feel free to hang out here. We might get gnarly and summon some hate. Or play Scrabble.
I mumble a thank you at him. It's time for me to leave, though. This room will very soon begin to crack. Just little cracks at first, but they'll slowly get larger until the vacuum of space forces their bodies through them. It's a messy way to die, but at least I won't have to clean anything up after. I wish them a good night and open the penthouse door. I don't want to be here when it starts.
My snakes! Guys, God. Did you follow me all the way up here?
The squirmy boys used the elevator? No way! Major evolution, bro! Aw,
man, you squished him.
Sick.
This is why you get left in the car. What the?
Oh, shit about, like, foundations, dude. Seriously, you can't have, like, something built on, bad wood and shit, like, I don't know. Whatever, concrete, man. Oh, bummer, man.
I hope Gumpa doesn't mind if I'm a little late.
What? Oh! Okay. 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 Yeah, oh, okay. Okay. That was Nosferella. Okay. Yeah, okay. That was Nosferella. She said her, hotel room blew up or something. They're gonna be late. I already sung your song, so it's, Let's just be quiet for a spell. Nosferella ever leave the hotel alive? Will Necrodudicon summon some evil or just play a board game? Will Gumpa wake up from his nap? What's the deal with all the snakes? Tune in next time for another episode of The Theater of Terror 2!
Hey, shut the damn up!
The Theater of Terror 2, The Hotel of Tomorrow, continues in our next episode. The Theater of Terror was created by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, with special thanks to Andy Hamer. You know what you did. Rate and review us on iTunes. Become a social being by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and the Tumblr. For more horror, listen to all 16 episodes of The Hotel, wherever podcasts are available. The Theater of Terror was fortunate in securing the services of Mark Whitten, Kelly Nynaltowski, and Graham Rowett. Music by Mark Whitten, West Rodri, and Lauren Bacorny. With respect to the old gray goose.